We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And Thursday is just the warm-up. Now's the time to get ready for Sunday's full slate of action, and no better place to get in the game than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to this weekend's excitement, DraftKings Sportsbook is rolling out a can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. So if you've been wondering about starting up with DraftKings, this is a great weekend to do it. All you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week one. You bet $1 on them, and you win $100 if your team wins. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. Back in with me are Andrew P. Shea, Bob Flounders. Guys, we are going to get a little bit deeper into where Penn State is with recruiting. But first, I'm going to announce the winner from Ask Ross, and it was Mike from Dover. That's Dover, PA. He wins that great Labatt Blue shirt. It's a fantastic shirt. Mike will be getting in touch with you. Mike asked Ross about his announcing for the Army Middle Tennessee State game, and Ross admitted that he choked. He choked at the end of the first half. There was some clock mismanagement, and Ross missed it on the air and had to come back. But it was actually a really fascinating conversation. We often talk about the coaches on the sidelines mismanaging the clock. And here Ross, probably the closest thing to it, in announcing the game, there's so much happening, people talking in his ear. It was real fascinating to hear how things come about. But anyway, one last note I'd like to make, because I'm sure I will hear about it. During this pandemic, as you know, we're recording remotely with each other. Ross's mic had a technical problem in quarter number two, so it wasn't the same quality sound we expect. We did get that straightened out for quarter number three. All right, guys, in the last day or so, after Nolan Rucci announced for Wisconsin that he's committed there, an article came out that I read, and I know you two guys read also, where it was very negative towards James Franklin, ironically, about his recruiting abilities after losing a couple five stars. And that was really fascinating to me, Bob, with one thing that James Franklin has always been known for is his recruiting. And here we have an article, national media, essentially questioning his recruiting ability, right?
Yeah, and it was, I think the context of the article is important because, you know, James Franklin and the Penn State program is in a different neck of the woods now as in his seventh year compared to where he was in 2014 and 2015 when he was still trying to build the program up. The first 2 years he was at Penn State, you know, they just weren't very good in some areas and some positions, and it showed up in the one loss record. They really struggled against some of the better teams on their schedule. As he's recruited better, they've gotten much more competitive and they've earned significant wins. They won a Big Ten title, but the next step is to be, you know, on par with the teams that are in the national playoff, the Ohio States and what have you. And the gap for a while there looked like it had shrunk. But, you know, now when you miss out on five-star recruits in your own backyard in back-to-back years, it's a huge perception problem, number one, and you can't close the gap on Ohio State when you miss on those kids. You know, when you lose games you could have won against Ohio State in 2017 and 2018, the expectation is, well, the next step is I get more five-star recruits. I level the playing field. I have the same amount of talent. Not only do they lose a pair of five-stars in state, one of them does go to Ohio State. Another one does go to Wisconsin. If you're ever going to get on par with them, this just can't happen.
That is true. You got to get the best talent to win. And Andy, how much of this criticism is based on James Franklin's quote a couple years ago, "We're not yet elite and we need to get there"? Did he bring this on himself?
He might have partially brought it on himself. I know Ross harps on it, his dominate the state. That was a little bit of initial, you know, if you go over the long term and look back, yeah, that was a bit of a self-inflicted wound. I think James, the problem that James has, and Bob laid it out perfectly, I just want to go one step deeper. I don't think he's figured out the five-star recruiting game in the modern, you know, college football era. I really don't. I think recruiting five stars and recruiting the rest of your recruiting class, they seem to me, they feel different now. And Penn State is not one of those programs like Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State where five stars just kind of inherently go. For everybody else other than those elite of the best, LSU is one of them that will land some of them. Georgia gets their fair share of them. Other than those programs, everybody else is sort of fighting for the leftovers, and they have to figure out that, okay, the four stars, and the high four stars and all of that stuff and that kind of talent, that's part of a class. Then the top, you know, top three at a position, top two at a position, those five-star kids, that's a different recruiting game. And I don't think James has fully figured out how he, not the Penn State program, but how he recruits those players and what his personal strategy is to get them to come to Penn State on a consistent basis. I just don't think he's figured it out. That's the only flaw that I see in his recruiting structure and plan.
Bob, is that a fair criticism when you take a look at, there are so few five stars and each one is individual? If you heard Ross in quarter number two talking about the process of recruiting for Nolan Rucci, his quote was, "Penn State, there was nothing more they could have done. They did everything possible. The only difference was Wisconsin had his brother." And that was the difference maker. And you also added to all this, I believe all Penn State fans, and I'm sure the coaching staff, is disappointed with the way 2021 has gone. But the beginning of 2022 sure looks pretty good. So is there something going on with Penn State recruiting, or is it just kind of a cyclical kind of thing?
So I see this as two issues, right? The in-house and the out-house issue. When the in-house, so the perception of maybe the Penn State fan base is James Franklin. Is there an issue there? Is he slipping as a recruiter? And I think the fan base is probably aware of what you touched on, or maybe what Ross Tucker said about Rucci, and that, you know, it was going to be hard to get him away from Wisconsin for a number of reasons, chief of which, obviously, they're very good at developing offensive linemen, but also his older brother was there. It was a stacked hand that Penn State was competing against. But the other issue is the perception, maybe, of future recruits. Because if you got, this is like a cumulative effect, because, you know, Julian Fleming says, "I want to go someplace where they develop and I can compete for a national championship." Rucci picks a Wisconsin school over Big Ten. Add in the fact that a couple of years ago, two of Penn State's five-star recruits, Justin Shorter and Ricky Slade, they failed to develop them. Now, maybe they weren't good enough. Maybe there was another underlying issue. But if you're the big picture look, if you're a five-star recruit now and you're looking at Penn State, you're saying, hey, what's going on in State College? You know, Justin Shorter didn't work out, but he's at an SEC school. Ricky Slade, as a true freshman, looked like he was going to be the next great back. It didn't pan out for him. Why is Julian Fleming going to Ohio State and not Penn State? How is Nolan Rucci, whose dad played at Penn State and whose family has season tickets, how do they not keep him in the fold? So I think there's multiple issues I think that Franklin and Penn State have when it comes to perception. And I think that maybe the more important one is how future recruits maybe are going to look at Penn State when it comes to trying to land five stars, not only land them, but then develop them.
Andy, do you look at, say, the coaching changes that Penn State has made at offensive line, at wide receiver, at offensive coordinator even, as James Franklin trying to address these issues and bring in people who, now, it may not take effect this first year because when you're a new coach at a new school, there's a lot of catching up to do in the recruiting process, but the goal was to fix things for 2022 and going forward.
So there's never been an argument, if you're hired by James Franklin, that you have to be, recruiting has to be a high priority for you, right? You can't say, well, I'm just a coach. I prefer to coach over recruiting. That's not going to get you any favor with James Franklin. Second, like if you look at Julian Fleming, I think all the coaching changes at that position had an impact on him going to Ohio State. But I also look to what Bob talked about talent development and talent acquisition. Talent acquisition is one thing. Talent development is another. There's a micro picture and a macro picture. And Bob's right. There are some misses. But I also look at, you know, in the NFL this year, Penn State has the, you know, one of the top five colleges of number of players on NFL rosters this year. That is player development. Do they all develop fully at Penn State? No, that could be a problem and that could be a perception issue. But overall, in the end, what these kids want today is an opportunity. And Penn State is providing an opportunity to get you to the next level, it seems to me, on a pretty consistent basis. In-house, is their talent development sky high? I'm not sure.
All right. That is going to have to be the last word for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thank you, guys, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is rolling out a can't-miss offer for Sunday's action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during week one, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.